All night, sudden languid, I lay on my bed. My head had scarcely touched the pillow. But a dream quite surprising, it came into my head. I dreamt I was crossing the billows. And as my vessel, it crossed over the deep, I beheld a huge rock standing craggy and steep, the rock where the widows they were once known to weep, or the grave of that once famed Napoleon. And as my vessel it grew near to the land, I beheld clad in green able figure, with a trumpet of fame which he held in his hand. On his brow there was valor and vigor. "O stranger," cried he, "dost thou venture to me from the land of thy sires, where they boast they are free? But a story, a true story, I will tell unto thee, concerning that once famed Napoleon." Now remember the years that were immortally told, how I crossed o'er the Alps, famed in story. How the Prussians of France, they were the sons of my pride, how I led them through honor and the glory. On the plains at Marengo, I tyrants upheld, and wherever my banner eagle unfurled, 'twas the banner of freedom all over the world, the signal of fame, bright cold, and I've marched to the trumpet and the cymbals. My God, these are treachery. I have been sold, though nations before me did tremble. You princes and rulers, your stations demean. Like scorpions, you have spat out your venom and spleen. But soon liberty o'er the world shall be seen, as I woke from my dream, cried Napoleon.